Now Rav Nosenthal explains, Hainu Shemoyshe Ro'o Malach Hashem Belabaseish Mitoy Chasneh. Moshe Rabbeinu saw an angel of Hashem in fire inside this thorn bush. Shehu Bechinas Shero Shezocho LeBechinas Gachle Yeshanam. This means that Moshe Rabbeinu saw that he was Zoche to be able to draw words of Torah from Hashem that were like hot coals. There's a pasuk that says, Haloi koi dvorai koei shnum Hashem. Hashem says, my words are like fire. And Rabbein Zal had explained that when a true tzaddik draws Torah from Hashem, the Torah comes mamish in the form of fire that's able to burn away. It's able to cleanse and to sterilize whatever needs sterilizing. Bechinas diburim chamim kegach leyesh, referring to bringing forth warm words like hot coals. Shaydeze ikram shochas haTorah. Where Rabbein Zal explained over there that in order for the tzaddik to be able to draw this fire from Hashem, the tzaddik has to first pour out his heart to Hashem and his spiritus with warm words. Diburim that are kegach leyesh. Alkein his spale. Therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw that he had achieved this, he saw this, he said, Madua lo yivar hasneh. Why isn't the thorn bush being destroyed? Ki hasneh hu bechinas hachoichim v'hakoitzim hasodavim es hasheshan elyona. Thorns are symbolic of all the klipois and forces of tumah and god which surround the rose. The rose is the symbol of the shechina. The rose is the symbol of the Shechina. It's called Shoshana. There's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Ki Shoshana Bein HaChoichim, as a rose among the thorns, Kein Rayosi Bein HaBonos. So too is the Jewish nation and the Shechina compared to the rose among all the thorns, being all the nations of the Goyim who want to stick them, who want to destroy them, that kind of thing. Ki Asneh Hu Bechinas HaChoichim VaKoitz Masevim Es HaKedusha. They represent the thorns which surround the Kedusha, Sheheim Hamoinim Milovoi L'Eretz Yisrael. They're the ones who block people from getting to Eretz Yisrael. Just like the thorns block you from being able to get to that beautiful rose that you want to pick, you have to be careful not to get stuck by the thorns. So too, when the Yidden want to get to Eretz Yisrael, which is the Shechina, also there are these thorns all around it, these nations, Saudi Arabia, all these klipos and everything, blocking the Yidden from getting to Eretz Yisrael. Umikol hadvorim shebikdusha. Not just from Eretz Yisrael, but from all holy items, from getting close to a tzaddik, from getting close to the Torah. All items of Kedusha are surrounded by klipos and everything, blocking the person from getting to them. The main ability to be machmia, these forces of evil, can only be achieved by the tzaddik who draws Torah from Hashem using diburim kegach leyesh, by first pouring out his heart to Hashem with words of fire, spilling out fire from his heart in his bodedus, speaking warm words to Hashem to be able to draw the fire of Torah on himself. That's what enables this tzaddik to receive the sword of Edoim, the strength of Edoim, lahachnia kol hasoinim vamoinim, in order to wipe out all the enemies and obstacles, ulahamid hadas altiloi, and to establish the law in its proper place, velovo l'Eretz Yisrael canal, and to get to Eretz Yisrael. There are people that made comments when the Gulf War was taking place, this kind of thing, and it looked like all of these nations, America and this one, that one, who are sort of more on the Edom side. Edom refers to the Rome, the Vatican, Italy, those guys getting together to do battle against Iraq, against the Klip of Yishmael. That this was symbolic of this concept of drawing the Koyach from Edom, that the Jews are standing by, and it's these other kingdoms that are coming to shoot at the Arabs, that kind of thing. Avol hu ro'o malach Hashem b'labasei shenizgalei lov liten haTorah yodei. Moshe Rabbeinu, however, saw the angel of Hashem in that fire that was revealing itself to him to give the Torah, because Moshe Rabbeinu was the one through whom the Torah was going to be given. V'nizgalei lov b'labasei, and the angel was revealing himself to him in this fire. Bechinas diburim chamim kegach leyesh, showing that Moshe Rabbeinu had generated this fire with his words of, with his tefillah of fire, he was able to draw the Torah from Hashem in the form of fire. Shaydeze ikram shochas haTorah. Now, that's what gives the tzaddik the ability to really draw the Torah, the proper Torah. V'afal pikein, and yet, despite the fact that he had accomplished this, hasneh boya boi shanal, the thorn bush is burning, v'hasneh enenu ukol, and the thorns are not being destroyed. What's going on here? She'adayin i'efshe l'chaloysoy l'vatel l'shabra moinim. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that it wasn't yet possible to destroy and eliminate the obstacles. V'alkein his spalei moid. This is why he was in shock and wonderment at this. V'omar, and he said, Osurano, let me analyze this. V'erens es hamara ha'godol hazeh, and look at this awesome sight. Madua lo yivar hasneh alidei esh haTorah now. Why aren't those klipos, those thorns, that ra, why isn't it being eliminated completely through this fire, through the fire of Torah? Vayar Hashem kiso lois. And the pasuk says over there, Hashem saw that Moshe Rabbeinu had turned to analyze this, to look at this. Vayikra elav, and Hashem called out to him, Moshe, Moshe. Vayomer, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hineni, I'm ready. V'dor shirazal, the Gemara darshans, Hineni lechuhuna, hineni lamalchus. I'm ready. You called me twice. Moshe, Moshe, hineni. I'm ready to accept the mantle of kahuna, and I'm ready to accept the mantle of kingdom. Ki sovar shebivada yichle hasneh, because Moshe Rabbeinu thought that for sure, he's going to be able to destroy the thorns completely. Shem amoinim kanam. V'yavoy l'Eretz Yisrael, and he's going to be zocher to get to Eretz Yisrael. V'yigmar hagula b'shleimus, and he'll be able to complete the redemption of Klal Yisrael. Sheshom hakohuna v'hamalchus shenimshach mi'beis p'chinasnam. That's where this concept of kahuna and kingdom are, in Eretz Yisrael especially. That's where you have the Jewish kings, that's where you have the truma and everything, the laws of the Kohanim. Hainu b'chinas ha-toyrosh shemamshichem berachmim v'tachnunim ze b'chinas kahuna, b'chinas koyenish ha-chesed, b'chinas rachmim v'tachnunim. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, the concept of kohen is called chesed, ish ha-chesed. Avram Avinu is called a Kohen in the Torah sometimes. He's a symbol of Chesed. So Kohen represents the Chesed, which is the concept of the pleading, the one of the major pieces that's required for drawing the Torah, which is the pleading with Hashem. Shaydezeh zoichen leTorah, through which a person is zoichen to the true Torah, v'chinas Kohen, because and Torah is also called Kohen. V'chinas yoiru mishpotecho leYakov v'serosecho leYisrael. As the pasuk says about Shevet Levi, that they're the ones who are going to teach Torah to the Jewish people. Why? Because they represent Kohanim. Kohanim represent the concept of Chesed, kindness, softness, gentleness, the pleading with Hashem that's needed to be able to draw the Torah. Umalchus, whereas this second item, Malchus, Zebchinas Mateoiz Hanam, that refers to that second tikkun, which is the stick, the powerful stick. Bechinas Hashem Be'ozcho Yismach Melech. As the Pasuk says, the king is oiz, strength. Bechinas Ad Oshis Oivecho Hadoim Lelaglecho. Hashem says, until I'll make your enemies a footstool under your feet. Matei Uzcho Yishalach Hashem Yitzion Rido Beko Avevecho. Hashem is going to send forth a powerful stick for you, which you will use to rule and subdue your enemies. So we see that Moshiach, or the Melech Yisrael, is going to have both of these koichos. It's going to be the kohuna and the malchus, this concept of chesed, the pleading, to be able to know how to plead with Hashem, to draw Torah at its best from Hashem, and the mateois, to be machnia all the ra. Bechinas hachnua sora ayde mateois, sheze ikar bechinas hamelech. That's the main function of the king, lilchoy melchemes Hashem, to do the battle of Hashem, lahachnia ra, to subdue the evil. V'sovar Moshe Rabbeinu thought, shekvar nimshichu kol hatikunim ayla b'shleimus, that all of these tikunim were complete already. He thought he had finished the job already. Alkein omar, Hineni lekohuna ulam malchus. Therefore he said, I'm ready. I'm ready to take on kohuna and malchus. I'm ready to play with both of these tools that are able to be machnia all the ra completely and draw Torah into the world. Bishleimus and complete the tikkun of the world. Vayoymer Hashem Elov. But Hashem's response to him was, Al tikrav haloim. Stay right there. Don't get any closer. Ki adayin loy higia ha'eis, because the time has not yet come. Shal no'olecho me'al raglecho. Take your shoe off your feet, Hashem said to him. Ma'al zebechinas mateoiz kanal. The shoes represent the strength, that powerful stick of the person. Ki ikar choizek ha'odom hu'al raglov. Because the main strength of a person, the main structure of a person is when he's on his feet. The feet are the support of the person. That's the strength of the person. Lahavdil, they teach you, you know, in self-defense, when you're punching, that your feet have to be positioned a certain way to put the strength that's coming from the hips and even from the lower feet, all of that is what's going in to really make that punch 10 times as effective as if you're just swinging with your arm, when you have just the strength of your arm behind it. These are different psukim where Hashem established my feet like rock, you know, solid, referring to the strength. So Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, take your shoes off. We know that as a result of Adam Rishon eating from the Eitz Hadas, the feet became pogum. Sheshom ikar achiza sitra demoisa. Because that's the main place where the forces of evil are able to attach themselves to the Kedusha. From the bottom. They work their way from the bottom. They can only grab hold from the bottom, the feet. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, ragleho yordos moves. It's the feet of the Kedusha that get dragged down into the sitra achra. Shehu bechinas birkayim koishlois. As we have the pasuk, their feet were tripped up. You know, a person trips and falls by toppling him from his feet, that kind of thing. Ukisheshov v'Hashem Yisborach osak b'tikunoi. And when Adam Rishon did tshuva, and Hashem was involved in making a tikkun for him, k'siv it says v'yas Hashem kosnos oyer, that Hashem prepared clothing of leather for him, oyer, leather. Bechinas min olayim. This is symbolic of the concept of shoes, shehem shmira l'raglin, which serve as a protection for the feet. Sheyuchal l'skayim yimei chayev lamad al-raglo v'aydeh min alayim, whereby the person should be able to stand up and survive through his shoes, which are protecting him. Shehem shmira l'raglin, they're the protection for the feet. Shehem ikar kiyum v'amida sodom azoylam. And the feet are the main thing that stand a person up in this world, to give him the ability to do battle, lahachniel levatel ra, and to get rid of all the ra. V'alkein be'emes sisiru razal moed al min alayim. This is why the Gemara warns so much about the importance of shoes, that shoes are the most important article of clothing. K'mashon razal, as the Gemara says, loylam yim korodom kol ma sheyesh loy ve'ikach min alayim l'raglov. A person should sell everything he has to buy shoes for his feet. V'alkein gvuras hamilchomo nizkar bebchinas kiyum haminalayim. And this is why when the Torah talks about strength in battle, it talks about the shoes. K'may shekosu v'loi nitak sroich na'alov. His shoelaces were not untied, referring to the success in battle. He was victorious in battle, his shoes were not removed, because the shoes symbolize the strength. Nimtza. So therefore, when the shoes are holy, when the shoes are the way they're supposed to be, they represent the strength of the person and having the ability to be machnia the ra, to step on his enemies, that concept. Where the main place where the ra tries to attach itself to the person is by the feet. When a snake bites, where does it bite? The feet. Right? And the snake is the symbol of the Satan, the Malach HaMavis. Shezeo b'chinas mateyoiz kanal. So the shoes represent that stick. Aval af al pi shamin olayim yikorim umuchrochim oid lochem al yodom. However, despite the fact that the shoes are very important, and you need them very much to be able to do battle, kihem b'chinas mateyoiz, because they represent the strength, that powerful stick, aval pi kein. Kishenechnosin letachlis hakidusho hel yoina, lispala shemizborach, lahamshech toira. Despite that, when a person is entering into the super holiness to try to draw Torah, tzorech lachloitzoisam, he has to remove his shoes. Bebchinas, as the Gemara says in Brochus, lo yichnoisodom lahara bayis, lo bemakloi, lo beminoloi. that a Jew is not allowed to go on the Har HaBayis, not with his stick and not with his shoes. He had to get rid of his stick and his shoes. Ki beBeis HaMikdosh shom ikar haTfilah. The Beis HaMikdosh is the main center of Tfilah. Ki beisi beis Tfilah. Yikor lecholamim lahamshich haTorah hayotzei misham. And what was the main function of the Tfilah? To draw Torah, which came from the Beis HaMikdosh. As the Pasuk says, Ki mitzion teitzei sora. From the Beis HaMikdosh, from Yerushalayim, from the Beis HaMikdosh comes forth Torah. Alkein also lichnois l'shom b'min oloi. Therefore, you're not allowed to wear your shoes in the Beis HaMikdosh. B'chinas mateois. When you're davening for Torah, you're not allowed to use your stick. You're not allowed to use your strength. V'zehu b'makloi u'b'min oloi. This is why the Mishnah puts these two words together. Stick and the shoes. Because they're both the same. They both came b'china achas. B'chinas makal u'mateois anal. The stick is that stick of strength. Kishom tzrichim rak rachmim pshutim v'tachnunim gedolim. Because when you're standing before Hashem in tefillah to try to draw the Torah into the world, you must plead only. There's no place there for power or strength. It's got to be soft, soft pleading coming from the heart. V'zehu shalni alecha me'al raglecha. This is why Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, take your shoes off your feet. Ki adayin tzorech lahashlich b'chinas matayois anal b'shas hamshochas haTorah. Because at the time that you want to draw Torah, you got to get rid of your stick. She'oz daiko tizke l'chol ha'tikunim anal. And if you'll do it that way, then you'll be zeiche to accomplish everything we spoke about earlier. If you discard your stick when you're trying to draw the Torah, ad she'yichla hasneh, to the point where the thorns will be destroyed, Shehem Hamoinim Kanal, which represents the obstacles. Ki hamokom asher ata oimed alav atmas kodeshu, because the place that you're standing on now is holy soil. That's what Hashem said to him. Hu bechinas kedushas beis hamikdosh. That was the site of the Beis HaMikdosh. Sheshom kol tefilos Yisroel. That's the gathering place of all the tefilos of all of Klal Yisroel. The site. Bechinas viato kodosh yoshev tehilos Yisroel. The Pasuk says, you are holy, you sit among the praises of the Jewish people. So these two terms are put together. Kodosh, Beis HaMikdosh, Tehilos Yisrael, the Tefilos of the Jewish people. Those two go together. Hainu shekan ein tzrichem l'shtamesh klal en b'chinas matayois. Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, here you don't need the stick at all. Here you can't use the stick. B'chinas minolayim kanal, the shoes. Rak berachmim v'tachnunim. But rather you must plead here. V'alkein kishehevin Moshe shelo yikmor hagula lavim l'eretz Yisrael. And this is why when Moshe Rabbeinu got the message, and he understood that Hashem was telling him that the time is not yet right to finalize the redemption of the Jews. And despite the fact that you're taking them out of Egypt, you're not going to finish the job to lead them into Eretz Yisrael. Mi'ein b'shlichusei legamri. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu refused to take on the job. He didn't want to be a messenger. V'Hashem to'ani moy zayin yomim. Hashem argued with him for 7 days straight, the Gemara says. And at the end of all 7 days, Omar, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shlach no biyat tishloch. Hashem, send someone else. Don't send me. Ki yodei ani she'eini goyalam losid. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, he was saying to Hashem, I know that I'm not going to be the one to finish the job. So what? Why bother? Why should I get involved? Period. Aval Hashem yisborach hichrichoy leilech. Whereas Hashem forced him to go. Roma Aloy and Hashem said to him, Imein ato goyalam, ein mishigalam. If you're not going to redeem them now, there's nobody else that's going to do it. Kama shekosu b'medrash, as the Medrash writes, Ki afal pikein, even though you're not going to finish the job, muchruch ata muchruch leilach b'shlichus, you must go on this mission, v'tatzliach b'shlichuscha, you're going to succeed, utegolam, you're going to take them out of Egypt, v'titein ha-Torah li-Yisrael be'esh bo'eres. And you're going to be the one to give the Torah to the Jews in a burning fire. The whole mountain was on fire. Kama shekosov udvoruv shamanu mitoch ha-esh. As the Pasuk says, we heard the word of Hashem from the fire. Uchsiv koil Hashem choytsev la-voiseish. And as the Pasuk says, the word of Hashem is like a flame of fire. v'imloy tuchel achnisam l'eretz Yisrael machmasin yinanal. And if you're not going to be able to lead them into Eretz Yisrael because it's not yet the right time, because everything isn't finished, afal pikein, despite that, kol ma shetim tzayot cholasleis b'koychacho asei. Whatever you can do, you're required to do. Just because you know that you're not going to finish the job doesn't mean that what you're going to do isn't going to be a major accomplishment. Ki gam zeh bechlal doichek es hashor. Because this is also called trying to force an issue or trying to do something before its right time. When a person refuses to try to do something because he knows that he can't do it 100%. He refuses to do the mitzvah unless he knows he's going to be able to do the mitzvah 100% right. And when he sees that he will not finish it, he doesn't want to do it at all. That's wrong. That's a wrong attitude. And that's called doichek es hashor also. You want to you want only to finish. And if you can't finish, you're not going to start. V'zehu pegam godol. This is a major pegam in a person's nature or in serving Hashem. Ki otu man delo yochel emeved kule mitzvah. Shouldn't do any part of the mitzvah. The Gemara says, just because you can't finish the whole mitzvah, you shouldn't do any part of it? What kind of silly attitude is that? Makolshkein esek noira hazer. How much more so when it comes to redeeming the Jews and taking the Jews into Eretz Yisrael and bringing about a Yeshua for Klal Yisrael? Ki be'emes, because the real truth is, Moshe hischil v'gomar. Moshe Rabbeinu started and Moshe Rabbeinu finished. The gam soif kol soif yigmar hakol b'shleimus, and in the end, when Moshiach is going to come, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be the one to finish the job completely. Kima shehoyo hu sheyia, because Koheles writes that which was is that which is going to be. The same leader of Klal Yisrael in the beginning is going to be the same leader of Klal Yisrael in the end. The Moshe Rabbeinu, the Zohar Kodesh brings that the first letters of Ma Shehoyo, who is Rosh Hiteves Moshe, that the same Moshe who led the Jews in the olden days is going to be the one to lead the Jews when Mashiach comes. Uma Shenechzal Al Yodon, Nishlam Al Yodon. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in that chapter in the Kuteman, that which Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen were poigim in by striking the rock, They're going to be the ones to fix it also. Alkein hechrichoi leilech ulegoilam. Therefore, Hashem forced Moshe Rabbeinu to go and redeem the Jews. V'chein also, and Moshe Rabbeinu did it. V'hitzliach, and he succeeded. Continuing from Ois Yud Gimel, Rav Nosson Zal says we're talking about the union of Al Tidchak Es Hashor and the brothers who sold Yisvat Tzadik, and now Rav Nosson Zal is going back to fill in a couple of pieces. And the last item we spoke about was Rav Nosson Zal had explained by Moshe Rabbeinu what it meant when Hashem told him, take your shoes off, when he saw the burning thorn bush, how the shoes represent the mate ois, the strength of a person, the support of a person, and when a person's being oisik in tefillah, he's supposed to come with rachmim tachnun and pleading. No punching, no pulling from Hashem, chas Hashem. V'zeh shekosu b'medrash. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes back and says, this is why the Medrash says, shehashvotim mochru yosef v'konu lohem min olayim. That the question is asked, what did the Shvotim do with the money that they got from the sale of Yosef HaTzadik? They bought shoes for it. That's what the Medrash says. K'may shekosu v'evyoin ba'avur na'alayim. That they sold a poor man for shoes, referring to selling Yisvat Tzadik down the river. Hainu kihem pogmu ma'oid be'inyen mati oizanal. Rav Nosson Zal says that this ties in perfectly with what we're talking about, that the Shvotim, they were poigim in this concept of the mate oiz, the stick, that powerful stick. V'dochaku es hashor ma'oid. They tried very hard to force the issue, to make something happen, you know, before the right time, and in wanting to get rid of Yisvat Tzadik. Al kein ha-pegam shalehem hoya b'min olayim. This is why their pegam manifested itself in shoes. Ki sovru sha'idei mechiras Yosef hechniu hora al-idei ha-mate oiz. They felt that by selling Yisvat Tzadik, they were being machnia the ra by really slamming it. They felt that Yitzchak Tzaddik was ra because he was tattletaling on them to Yaakov Avinu, and he was doing bad things. He was hanging out with the Bnei Ashvochos, with bad people and everything. So they thought this would be a real blow to the Sidrachra. Shehu Bechinas Min Olayim, which is the concept of shoes, that powerful item. V'alkein Kono Lehem Bada Kesef Min Olayim. This is why they used the money from the sale of Yitzchak Tzaddik to buy shoes. Avul Be'emes Shogu Bozeh Harbe Bekanal. But the truth is that they made a very big mistake in what they did and how they went about it. V'zeh shekosu b'medrash, and this is why Rav Nosdal says we find another interesting item in the Medrash. It says, u'moshe hoya roya es tzoin, that what was Moshe Rabbeinu doing before he became a leader of Klal Yisrael? He was a shepherd. And the Medrash says, and what was his specialty? Shehoya marchikon min hagezel, that he was exceptional in being able to watch the sheep, that they shouldn't steal at all. They shouldn't eat in somebody else's field or somebody else's pasture. And the Medrash shows there the extraordinary rachmonis that he had on the sheep, how well he took care of them when it was cold and everything. And it's because of this that he was zoche to become leader of Klal Yisrael. Kemavur shom b'medrash barichus. As the Medrash in Parsha Shmois discusses this at great length. V'chein David, and we know David HaMelech, Zocho Liyos Roya Yisroel Aydei Zeh, Kama Shukos Hashem. He was Zocho to become the shepherd of Klal Yisrael through his experience of being a shepherd of sheep first. V'hu Pele, this is wild, this is awesome. Madua Aydei Zeh Daika Zocho L'Gdura Kazois Liyos Roya Yisroel. Out of all the things that should be training or prerequisite for becoming a leader of Klal Yisrael, what kind of ridiculous thing is this? Hanging out with sheep? That's what did it? Achal pi hanal mevur heitev. However, based on what we learned in this Torah Likutei Moran, you can understand it perfect. Ki ikar matan toiro ulahaneg Yisrael zeichin rak al yidei rachmonus otzum ma'oi. Because in order for a Jew to receive Torah from Hashem and to become a leader of Klal Yisrael, what's needed is super rachmonus. Bechinas, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in another chapter on Likutei Moran, he quotes the pasuk, "Ki marachamam yinahagon." Those that have true pity, those are the ones that are qualified to lead the Yidden. That's what he says over there. And over here, in this chapter of Likutei Moran that we're dealing with, he had said that in order to draw Torah from Hashem successfully, the only way to do it is rachamim v'tachnunim. So obviously, in order to be a true leader of Klal Yisrael, you have to be a person who's super gentle and kind and soft and pleading. That's the training that he got. That's what the Torah testifies he developed when dealing with the sheep. And the most important thing is not to steal, no grabbing. You want to become a manig of Klal Yisrael? You better have unbelievable patience. You better be exceptionally good in that waiting game. That when it comes time to wait, you know how to wait properly, not to try to force something and make it happen before its right time. This was Moshe Rabbeinu's. That's why the Medrash highlights that his specialty was that when dealing with the sheep, he watched out for Gezel. What does that have to do with being leader of Klal Yisrael? When you understand the concept of Gzela, that the Gemara says Gezel means that this same $100,000 that you stole, you yo-yo, if you would have waited a month or 10 years or however long Hashem knows, if that $100,000 was needed by you, Hashem would get it to you legitimate, clean 100%. When? When Hashem wants. Hashem knows when it's the right time, not you, buddy. And Gezel is the opposite of that. This is why the Torah highlights that when it came to Moshe Rabbeinu, his prerequisite for becoming Manig of Yisrael was Roya Tzoin and Befrat L'Archikom and Agezel. V'zeh shekosu b'medrash rabah b'shalach. This is why the Medrash writes in Parshas B'shalach, she'iker tikun hatfilo l'nakoy sesatzmoy migezel. The Medrash over there talks about davening Hashem, and it says that in order for, if a Jew wants his tefillah to be accepted by Hashem by any means, the first thing he better do is make sure that he has no stolen money in his pockets. Make sure he's not holding on to anything that belongs to anybody else. Kamay Shekosov Shom, as the Medrash says there, Adam tzorich letaher liboy koidem shiyispalel. The Midrash says a person has to purify his heart before davening. And purify it from what? From gezel. V'chein Eoiv huoymer. And so too by Eoiv. When Eoiv spoke about his power of tefillah, he said, Aloichomos bechapi utfilos izako. Because I have no stolen stuff in my hands, therefore my tefillah is pure. Omer Bishu HaKoyin, and the Medrash says over there, that if a person wants to Elokol Mishiyod of Meluchloches Bagezel, who Kore LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ve'eino Eino Yisoy, that this is a fact. Anybody whose hands are soiled with stolen money or stolen goods, he can call out Hashem, and Hashem will not respond to his tefillah. Why? Ad, and the Medrash continues, Ad minayin shekol mi shemarchik atzma min hagezel tefilos ezako. The Medrash continues over there and says, and how do we know that any Jew who is zocher to distance himself from gezel, that his tefillah is real pure? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, neki chapa mi yale bahar Hashem umi yokmem koim kodshoi. Who is the one who is worthy of climbing the mountain of Hashem? Neki kapayim uvar levov, it says over there. Requirement number one is neki kapayim, a person who has clean hands. His hands aren't soiled and dirty with somebody else's money. Ayin shom kol ze baruch barichus. Look in Medrash Rabbah Parshas Beshalach, where this is discussed at great length. Hainu kanal. This fits perfectly with our explanation of the effectiveness of tefillah. Ki ikar tikkun hatfila betachlis hashlemus shelo yisakesh yoyse midai. Because we've learned that the most important tikkun of tefillah, in order for tefillah to be perfect, the perfection of tefillah, is when the person is zoyecher to daven in such a way that he's not being stubborn with Hashem. He's not insisting past a certain line, past the line where he's not supposed to. Shelo yaseh tefilosai keva. As the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, al tas tefilosai keva elo rachmim v'tachnunim. The word keva means rote. Don't make your tefillah rote. You know, we're just saying the same thing every day, you know, without any... And the word keva means stealing, grabbing. Rabbeinu Zalman Likutei Moran quotes a pasuk, v'kova es koveya nefesh, which refers to kidnapping. So the Mishnah says, al tas tefilosai keva. Don't make it feel like you're going to grab something out of Hashem's hands. You're going to rip it out of Hashem's pocket. Elo rachmim v'tachnunim. Only pleading and begging. V'al kein. Bevadai kishiyesh biyodei chas v'shon gezel mamish. So imagine, if we're saying that the style of how you talk to Hashem has to be gently, not looking to grab or pull, imagine how much more so if a person actually stole from another human being. Imagine how much more so, ein tefilosai mekubeles klal. His tefillah has zero effectiveness on Hashem. Hashem rejects that tefillah completely. Ki ikar tikkun hatefillah lehisrachek mebchinas keva vegezel afilu beruchnius vedakus kanal. Because the main effectiveness of tefillah is when the tefillah is far from gezel, when the type of tefillah that you're davening is not grabbing or ripping something before its wrong time, but rather it's with a patience and an understanding and a readiness to wait if Hashem wants you to wait. Imagine that's regarding the tefillah. Validei zeh nistakein hakoel, and if it's only if a person davenes that way that everything gets fixed. Ad sheboim l'eretz Yisrael v'zeichem etshuva b'kanal. To the point where the Jew is zocher to get to Eretz Yisrael, because we learned from the example with Moshe Rabbeinu, Vo'es Chanan, that when it came to davening to get to Eretz Yisrael, it had to be Chanan, Chinunim, you know, pleading, and to get to Tshuva, because we said in order to get to true Tshuva, you need Eretz Yisrael. Uvo letzion goyel uleshovei fesha b'yakov, that the Shovei fesha, the Tshuva, is dependent on Tzion, Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael.